How is the statement, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him, true for those who won't be saved? God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. Okay, what I mean when I say God is most glorified in us, I mean if your aim is to glorify God, you will do it most by being satisfied in Him. Now, this raises the question that I'm not answering, namely, what if you don't give a rip about glorifying God and you plan to go to hell and be an unbeliever and an atheist to the end? Is God most glorified in you when you are most satisfied in Him? It doesn't even work. It doesn't even have a bearing on that person. So maybe the question, since they're not satisfied in God at all, then He's not glorified in their being satisfied in Him. So I suppose what they're asking is He glorified in them in any way? And the answer to that is yes. God glorifies His wrath in condemning those who won't have Him as their satisfaction. He hands them over to their sin, and He punishes them in hell, and the glory of His justice shines very brightly. So if God, desiring to show His wrath and make known His power, endures with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath, that's what will be glorified. His wrath will be glorified, His power will be glorified, and their failure to be satisfied in Him will produce that kind of glorification. But when I say that sentence, I'm not even thinking that way. I'm thinking, do you want to glorify God the most with your life and experience the glory the most? Then the answer is, pursue maximum satisfaction in Him. That's what so many Christians have never heard, and they have a hard time believing, and I'm devoting my life to trying to make it look biblical like it is, and to help people overcome the obstacles that are in the way, like duty is more noble than hedonism. It's more noble to do something because you have to do it than it is because you delight to do it. It's more noble to worship God out of some sense of He deserves it than out of the fact that He's so magnificent and glorious I can't help it. And I disagree with all of that. It's God is most glorified in us when we're most satisfied in Him. And I don't want to turn that against the fact that God does indeed glorify His wrath by punishing justly those who refuse to be satisfied in Him. I'll risk this. Maybe the statement, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him, does mean that those who refuse to be satisfied in Him and those who do happen globally or historically in such a way that the greatest amount of glory shines. Mercy shines, wrath shines, justice shines, patience shines, grace shines, the totality of the rainbow of God's perfection shines most brightly because there are some who refuse to be satisfied and call forth His wrath, and some who glut their satisfaction on Him and call forth His grace and glory.